Combines are making their way northward across Oklahoma, and that's got some wheat producers wondering what's the numbers looking like as far as wheat prices go, and we have our good friend Kim Anderson here to tell us about it. Kim, what are the numbers for wheat right now?
Well, looking at the Kansas City Board of Trade July wheat contract, it's, you know, well up above $9. Trading, if you look at the pattern, between about $8.60 and $9.60. Very volatile prices, some pretty good daily moves. Right now it's wallering, but moving higher, and it's at a relatively good price. The basis is strong, in my opinion. Around Oklahoma, depending on the location, a minus 50 cents to a minus 70 cents, less than the July contract. You know, we talked about that in April for forward contracts. It's a minus dollar to a minus $1.10. So you've had a 40 to 50 cent improvement in the cash price, mm-hmm. just from the basis alone. So the price, I think, is favorable for producers right now.
So do you think that price is going to get better? Should they sell now or sell in September, December?
Well, the December contract says that it's going to get better. Mm-hmm. If you look at the July contract price and the December Kansas City Board of Trade contract price, that December price is a 42 cent premium to the July. That's going to more than cover your storage and interest out into the July period. Now, is that December price going to go up or down from where it is? Well, that's anybody's guess. However, if you look at what's going on around the world and the market chatter, right now the odds seem that it's going to move slightly higher because there's some production problems in the former or in the European Union countries, and in Western Australia's got drought. So there's some problems out there, and stocks are tight enough with problems, prices are going to go higher. But it's a 50-50 chance.
It's anybody's game right now.
It's anybody's game.
Okay, and producers are starting to run the numbers on the 2012 wheat crop. Why are they doing it so early?
Well, I think it's because they've had a short wheat crop. They're going to have to go in and visit with their lenders about putting their loans for the 212. They know they've got to have their I's dotted, their T's crossed. They've got to have a good, solid bottom line to go in and visit with the lenders.
And one of the big things is actually going to be the price of seed wheat.
Seed wheat is tight, and it's going to be expensive. Some producers were talking about $8 plus or minus, or plus three. If you look at the break-even price on that seed wheat, $380 an acre, say 25 bushels, you're talking about $13 break-even plus some profit. You're talking $15 to $20 a bushel for seed wheat this year.
Wow, that's amazing. Kim Anderson, Grain Marketing Extension Specialist.